This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. New Zealand's abysmal aged care, malnutrition rates are finally being fixed as the future of aged care dining changes. New Zealand has an unspoken crisis. Older adults are starving in care facilities, and no one is talking about it. Up to 93% of Kiwis entering aged care are malnourished or at risk, a statistic so dire it makes international figures, 20 to 50%, look almost benign. Current estimates place nearly 35,000 seniors in aged care facilities. But a new Kiwi-designed healthcare model, recently showcased at a global aging congress, is proving change isn't just possible, it's overdue. The approach is refreshingly simple. Let residents take back control of their food. Instead of bland institutional meals dictated by outdated systems, aged care residents are involved in everything from menu planning to recipe creation and even meal prep. Some even teach professional chefs how they like their meals made. The shift also opens the door to greater flexibility in dietary choices, including the potential for more plant-based options to meet changing nutritional needs, allergies, and personal preferences. Emily Jakubczyk, dietitian and head of food service at retirement community operator Arvida, says the results are undeniable. In just 12 months, malnutrition scores among residents on the program improved from 9.1 at risk to 11.1 well nourished. Malnutrition isn't just about being underweight. It increases infection risks, slows healing, and leads to muscle loss, says Emily Jakubczyk. But we've normalized weight loss in older adults, when in reality it's not inevitable. The model doesn't just focus on individual choice, it also integrates cultural needs. A Māori advisory board has overseen the introduction of traditional foods and preparation methods, including on-site hangis. International interest is growing, with healthcare providers from as far away as Portugal keen to replicate the success. This isn't rocket science, Emily Jakubczyk says. Give people control over what they eat and they'll actually want to eat it. Turns out, dignity and good nutrition go hand in hand. Who knew? This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.